Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, CattleCon is officially underway down here in San Antonio, Texas. And for the past year, Wyoming rancher Mark Isley has served as the NCBA president. And he says, as you might expect, President Trump's recent executive order implementing tariffs on imports from Canada, China, and Mexico is a big discussion here at CattleCon.
We want to work with this administration. We've got some inroads with them, which is great. We have to respect them and let them see what they're going to do, because they have a playbook they're following. And then we have to reassure our partners that trade is going to still be fair, but they're going to have to make some adjustments.
He says a big legislative priority this year for NCBA and him personally is to see important tax reform legislation extended.
I personally have taken a hit on it before. I know what that means. It can put operations out of business. So one of the biggest thrusts of my time at the helm was to make sure we try to get that 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act reinstated, revived in some form.
Now, CattleCon 2025 runs through February 6 here in San Antonio, Texas. For more details, you can visit convention.ncba.org. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.